Good Saturday morning from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of April 9th. For our new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational and respite care facility for individuals with disabilities. It is run on donations without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything goes directly to benefit the campers, whether it's gifts of time, materials, or financial support. One of camp's first campers was Charlie Cummins, the son of longtime WMT sports broadcaster Tay Cummins and his wonderful wife, Dottie. Charlie Cummins celebrated his 62nd birthday this past Tuesday evening with a party at Bill Leisenring's Oxshook Inn. Lots of fond memories going back to the camp's earliest years, 50 years ago. As WMT celebrates its 100th birthday this year, Camp Courageous is honored and humbled to have been a part of WMT for half those 100 years. With spring, Camp Courageous hosts many school groups and facilities. This past week at Camp Courageous, seen Hills and Dales from Dubuque coming out, Starry Elementary in Marion, Cedar Rapids Prairie, Springville, and Strawberry Hills in Anamosa. This weekend is a respite care weekend at Camp Courageous with parents leaving off their children with special needs at camp on Friday night and coming back on Sunday to pick them up. A great break for parents and campers. Next week, camp has campers coming in from Center Point, Urbana, Atkins Elementary, Benton Community, Iowa Falls, and Marion Home School. On Wednesday, camp is hosting a spring break bash for all special education classes in the area. Camp Courageous is available to give programs about the camp to any group at any hour of any day, from churches groups to service organizations. We are grateful for the opportunity. This past week, we had the opportunity to give a program to the Thursday Noon Optimist Club in Cedar Rapids. This group has been supporting camp for 45 years. I finally remember splitting wood with Gary Koba, a former WMT staffer, and the rest of the club back in 1980 behind the old lodge. Don Peterson, also a member, was among the first petroleum markers to join camp in 1981. Chuck Gardner, another member, was great in supporting Camp Courageous through our growth years most recently. Also, thank you to Diane Ballard, president of the Marion Metro Kiwanis, for inviting Camp Courageous to give a program to their group. This group has been involved in Camp Courageous for years and in addition took on the huge project of the Kiwanis Miracle League at Prospect Meadows, where many of Camp Courageous campers play baseball. Next week, thank you to Mark Felderman from the Des Moines area for inviting camp for a program to the Faith Baptist Bible College in Ankeny, and to Margie Fletcher here in Cedar Rapids for the opportunity to present to the St. Paul's Methodist Church Circles. Camp's largest fundraiser is the Manchester Garage Sale, now open year-round at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and on Saturdays from 9 to noon. This is run 100% by volunteers, and one can find anything from furniture to clothes to you name it, they have it. They now take cash or credit cards, and once again, a big thank you to the volunteers, the donors, and the shoppers. Camp Courageous' annual omelet breakfast and open house is coming up Sunday, April 24th. It'll be from 8 a.m. to noon. There's fresh, made-to-order omelets, sausage, toast, milk, juice, and coffee for only $10, and 12 and under are only $5. It'll be a great opportunity to see the 1971 VW bus being raffled off in honor of the camp's 50th anniversary. There'll be tickets on sale there. Also, a great opportunity to ride the Camp Courageous zip line. It goes back 700 feet, and you're over 100 feet up in the air. Those rides are $10 each. Also, a great opportunity to see what's new at Camp Courageous, including a remodeled indoor pool, the Penaluna Tunnel Experience, the new Butch and Patsy Neumeier Family Road, new accessible White and Packy boat docks at Lake Todd, and the work that's in progress on the Massey Papke Multi-Purpose Field, the camp's new travel bus, the new vehicle garage, and a lot more. So we invite, once again, people to come out on April 24th from 8 to noon for the omelet breakfast. So for the first time, you'll hear it here that the 15th annual Camp Courageous of Iowa Hawkeye Spring Picnic will be coming up April 30th. This is for campers of all ages. It'll be starting at 8 o'clock in the morning on the 30th. You'll have an opportunity to go to the Hanson Football Performance Center, have a nice breakfast, meet the players, meet the coaches, have a nice tour of the facilities, go through an autograph line, and then eventually be down on the practice field playing football with the players. An incredible opportunity. If you're interested in going, contact Camp Courageous or cbecker at campcourageous.org, or you can phone up the camp and ask for Charlie Becker. You must be registered in advance of the event. Special thanks to the University of Iowa football team, Coach Ferentz, and the Iowa football staff for making this possible, along with Glenn Haskins and the Molo Oil in Dubuque for donating t-shirts, and Martin Brothers for donating the food that everyone will be eating. And lastly, we lost some dear friends this past week, and they asked that their memorials go to Camp Courageous. That includes Ivan Opperman. Ivan was from Monticello, had a long relationship with Camp Courageous through his employer, Bill Seedorf Masonry, out of Strawberry Point. He was also active in Lions Club and Knights of Columbus and several other organizations that support the camp. Our sympathy goes out to his wife, Marilyn, and once again, he asked that his memorials to go to camp. Also, Garnett Hoffner passed away, 81, from Cedar Rapids. She was a regular donor to the camp for the past 20 years, a great square dance person who loved coming out to Camp Courageous to square dance. So our sympathy goes out to those families. We appreciate you listening today. We wish for you a wonderful weekend and all the best in the coming week. Stay healthy and well, and continue to be there for those in need. I guarantee your goodness will come back to you many times over.